Welcome to video 4 of module 3, and we are talking about the anatomy of a question. We're going to just focus on a few points in this video. We're going to talk about how the nature of the first card is predetermined by you. We're going to talk about the structure of the way you need to think before you even begin the reading. We're going to talk about a little bit about oracle abuse and about your willingness to see what the cards are showing you rather than looking for what you want to see, and how that's going to be effective for you as you move forward in the course. So let's talk about the first sentence that I wrote here. The nature of the first card is predetermined by you. Now, what does that mean? So we're going to talk about the anchor card in the next video, but here I just want you to understand that any time you pick an oracle card, it's predetermined by you, by your thoughts, your feelings, your beliefs, the environment you're affected by in the moment, and everything that's going on around you is going to show up in that first card. So if you are unfocused, the card will be unfocused. If you're afraid, the card's going to reflect that. So that's one of the reasons why readings are predetermined by the person who engages them, because you are that energy that awakens the relationship to the conscious universe, and the cards are going to talk about you, right? So of course you're going to predetermine the nature of that first card. So you want to make sure that you are well prepared before you touch the card. The structure before you begin the reading is as important as the structure of the reading itself. Here's a simple three-step process before you do a reading. Number one, determine the subject and type of reading before you touch the cards. Be very clear. This is what I want to know about. Two, very simple too, check your motives and your bias. What are you looking for in the cards? And what are you asking their positions to tell you about? So remember, if you check your motives and your bias, you're going to have a lot more clarity than if you come in all wishy-washy. Then you get to choose your question. Why? What's the question? What's the subject? What are my motives and bias? Now I can ask a question because I've learned a little bit more about myself of how I'm approaching the cards. Now let's talk about oracle abuse. I'm going to read you something that I wrote. Oracle abuse is when you manipulate the cards to give you just enough information so you think it's giving you permission to take an action that is actually manipulative because you want what you want and how you want it. Or it's when you shuffle the cards and you don't like what you see and you put them all back and you shuffle the cards again because you don't like the reading that you got. Or oracle abuse can also be when you consistently go back to the cards over and over again, looking for a specific answer to something that is actually dysfunctional for you. People get into oracle abuse like it's an addiction. So they aren't taking responsibility for their life, so they're looking for the cards to take that away from them or say, is he going to leave his wife? Or something like that. Or am I going to get what I want? Am I going to get what I want? Am I going to get what I want? Is typically the undercurrent of that kind of a dynamic relationship between you and the cards. So remember, oracle abuse is when you go to the reading looking for an answer, not getting what you want, then trying to manipulate the cards to give you that. So you say, oh, okay, I can have what I want. And that's not going to work. Just be willing to see what the cards are offering you. Don't impose your projections onto the cards. Step back and say, that's interesting. A really good way of doing this is to actually imagine that you're doing a reading for somebody else. You don't know what their bias is. They're a blank slate. If these cards were about someone else, what would they mean? And then you are no longer coming through that projection of bias and expectation. You're just looking at the cards with curiosity. And that's the best way to do a reading and to understand the reading, because a lot of times we do bring our projections and our expectations and our wants into a reading, and we're looking for that. And we don't realize that the cards are offering us an extraordinary treasure of information that we might not have even known we needed. Let's recap this little video. So first we talked about how the nature of the first card is determined by you. Then we did a mini three-part structure on how to prep before you do a reading. We talked about oracle abuse, and we also talked about the need to be willing to see what's in the cards and not what we project onto the cards because of our wants and desires. Adapting a layer of curiosity is really the most magical way that you can work with oracle cards. Now, in the next video, we're going to be talking about the three-card reading, and we're really starting with that first card called the anchor card. I'll see you there.